Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yes, it is good to be alive. Paul and DJ Jordana is off today. She will be back in the studio with us next week. Thank you for joining us today. So, make Russia great again. Apparently, there was a big rally for President Vladimir Putin at Moscow Stadium earlier today. 200,000 people. Many of those people, state employees that were apparently bussed in. Putin said, we haven't had such unity in a long time. So, yeah, patriotic songs were sung, a sea of Russian flags, slogans that read, for a world without Nazism and for Russia. So, interesting what's going on in Russia right now, because the war, the invasion, the special military operation. That's what the Russians are calling it. Not an invasion, not a war, a special military operation. Not going according to plan. U.S. intelligence estimates over 7,000 Russian troops have been killed in Ukraine in just the last 3 weeks. At least three generals are among the dead. 14,000 to 21,000 soldiers estimated to be injured. Many of these soldiers are turning themselves in some cases sabotaging, poking holes in their gas tanks so that they can't go anywhere. It's not turning out the way Putin was assured by his top generals, and it's turning into a quagmire. And there are concerns the longer it drags on, pep rallies be damned, at some point, Putin may resort to much more sinister weapons to try to get his way, to bend Ukraine to his will. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned that Russia appears to be considering using chemical weapons and trying to blame any ensuing destruction on Ukraine. 58% of Russians apparently support Putin's actions in Ukraine, according to recent polls. Especially older Russians over the age of 60 tend to be more supportive of the Kremlin, the official state line, and Vladimir Putin. Younger people, especially people who get more than one source of information, who have figured out how to figure out what's really going on and not just rely on the state television. There is no freedom of press in Russia. They speak with one voice. There used to be. There were independent sources that tried to tell the truth, that tried to go after the facts, what's really happening. Those have been shut down. Analysts say that Putin is less of a politician and more of a thug, a gangster. Some go on to say that he presides over a militarized mafia state. If the mafia was running a country, it might, in fact, look something like Russia. And yesterday, President Biden was addressing the Friends of Ireland. It was a luncheon event. Here's what he had to say.
Now you have Ireland and Great Britain standing together against a murderous dictator, a pure thug who is waging an immoral war against the people of Ukraine.
So there was not too much ambiguity there. Biden did not pull his punch. I'm not sure if he meant to say murderous dictator, pure thug. Might have hurt Putin's feelings. Not sure it's going to change anything on the ground. But some analysts say the reality is that we are closer to nuclear war than any time since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. How easily could things spiral out of control? You know, a missile meant for Western Ukraine winds up hitting Poland. We don't know. And don't let anybody pretend to tell you they know what's going to happen next. These black swan events, things rarely go according to plan. Do you worry about this, DJ? I mean, we have a lot to worry about these days, but do you worry that it could escalate and engulf Europe, and that we could be drawn into this, and that there could be chemical weapons, God forbid, tactical nuclear weapons? Do you think about this or not?
Yeah, I do worry about it. I try very hard to not worry about things outside of my control. So if I stop and think about it, yes, I think it's a real possibility that this turns into something bigger that doesn't just involve Russia and Ukraine. It involves, you know, more countries in Europe and thus the U.S., right? Once a few more countries get involved, then it basically becomes the whole world that's involved. Right. And I think that's a very distinct possibility. And yes, I'm concerned about that. However, I know there's, it depends on how you look at it, but in my day-to-day life, I don't see war every day. And I want to help the citizens who are being impacted with this. But as far as, you know, you and I trying to do something about global diplomacy, it seems so out of reach. So that part of it, I don't worry about. I fear and I question whether the right people are making the right decisions and doing the right things, but it feels out of my hands.
I just wonder if we're, you know, sleepwalking into a disaster. People say there should be a no-fly zone. We should be doing more. I don't know. You know, could you reason with Adolf Hitler? Probably not. Can we reason with Putin? What does he really want? Does he want to expand Russia? Are other countries next? Moldova? Georgia? There are a lot of countries that are pretty nervous right now with what comes next. Will he stop with Ukraine? When we come back, take a deep breath. Tim Lammers has some great suggestions what you should be watching this weekend. He's next.
Please, sir, I don't want any trouble.
I need you to listen carefully. There are 1,000 blue boys out there hunting for this. And if they find it, I start shooting. You follow? Making matters worse, there are 1,000 racket boys hunting for it too. And if they find it, they start shooting. You follow?
Don't want to be involved in whatever it is you do.
You know exactly what it is that we do.
Well, full house tonight, huh?
Oh my, the dark side of Suits and Ties. A new theatrical release, The Outfit. And, look, Tim Lammers is always on Fridays, and he agreed to come on today at 5:20. And this update brought to you by the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Good to have you with us, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Yes, there's a dark side to suits and ties. There's a dark side to everything.
Well, that's true. That is very true, sir. Yes. The yin and the yang.
In this case,
yeah,
it's called The Outfit. It's a gangster movie, actually, set in Chicago, 1956, in a clothing shop.
Really?
A British tailor nicknamed English, played by the always great Mark Rylance. He does some business, as you probably gathered from that clip. He's got some very shady clientele. That's because his place also serves as a mob drop, okay? A pair of gangsters show up one night. One of them has a bullet wound. So English is forced to sew him up. And then all of a sudden, he finds himself in the middle of this gangland war. So he needs to outwit these gangsters over the course of one night. And he has to save his receptionist, Mabel, played by Zoe Deutsch. So things are going to be kind of tricky. So it does definitely have a classic mob movie vibe to it. I mean, it's not The Godfather, but it's got atmosphere. It's got setting. It's got the wise guys. Acting is terrific. I thought it was a great movie.
Okay. And that's in theaters right now. Okay.
Theaters only. And for people who love the local stage, Mark Rylance, Oscar-winning actor who's worked with Spielberg a bunch of times, actually has done quite a bit of work at the Guthrie Theater. So, you know, people know who Mark Rylance is at this point. Plus, little extra local bonus, Zoe Deutsch is the daughter of Leah Thompson, who, of course, Back to the Future, she's from the Twin Cities area. So, yeah, pretty cool local ties.
Very cool. Have to check that out. I really want to get to this next thing. Nominated for Best Picture, Oscar nominee Coda, starring Marley Matlin. Check this out.
Yeah, I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before.
You're the girl with the deaf family?
Yeah. I just want to tell you right now.
And you sing. Interesting.
So, Tim, when I was coming into the studio today, Chad Hartman was leaving, his show was over. He brought up Coda, said it's one of the best movies he has ever seen in his life. He was blown away. I know it's on Apple TV Plus, but he went on and said this thing is going to win all kinds of awards, especially for The Father. I hope you liked it.
I agree with Chad. I mean, it really is an extraordinary movie. I didn't review it initially. It's an Apple TV Plus original film. Obviously, they got it in the theaters to qualify for Oscars. It is nominated for Best Picture, so I thought I want to review this before the Oscars next week. Also, Troy Kotsur, who plays the father in this, Best Supporting Actor. He's won a ton of accolades already. Plus, screenplay. Honestly, I think it deserves a bunch more than that. But you might have gathered from the clip, it's about a deaf family, a mother and father and son, oldest child in the family. The youngest child, a girl, she's 18, is the only member of the family that can hear. And on top of that, she has this extraordinary singing voice. Obviously, the family never knew because there was just no way of them
they couldn't even think of
something like that. So it's a great film about family. It's about you know making big decisions in your life. I mean, the family needs this girl. She's their communication to the outside world, but yet she wants to find her voice, so to speak, as a singer. So yeah, Paul, watch it tonight. It's an extraordinary film. Clearly one of the most, one of the best films of the last year. One of the most emotional films of the last year, if not years. It's just, there's no way of describing it, apart from the fact that it was very funny. I didn't expect it to be so funny, but believe me, you're going to be in a puddle of tears by the time this movie is over with. It's emotional as well.
So this is one of the best you've seen in some time. I'm glad you like it as much as Chad, and the buzz is incredible. And obviously a family movie. You can watch this one with mom and dad, right?
Oh, yeah, you can watch it with your mom and dad. You can watch it with your kids. Again, it's about a family. You know, the family isn't perfect. They're dysfunctional in a sort of way. But you also find out that everybody else's family has their problems, too. Yeah. And these folks are a lot closer than you would think on, you know, looking on the outside in. So, yeah, it's really, again, I can't say extraordinary enough. I don't think I can overhype this one, Paul. I just think it's that great of a film that I hope somehow... It's quite possible this could win Best Picture at the Oscars because wow. It won Best Ensemble at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and that is their equivalent of the Oscar, and that's the biggest award in the industry after the Oscars
and
for
it's,
film.
It's called CODA, and it's airing yep. exclusively on Apple TV+. Plus. I want to ask you, Netflix, they're yeah. they may be charging, what, $3 a month for account password sharing outside the household. Do you, well, I guess we are on the air. Do you share your password? And how would they even know if it's you or a loved one? I'm not sure how they would enforce this, but what's your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, no, I don't. I mean, obviously all the kids have their own devices in the house and everything like that. So, Dave and I were actually talking about this off the air. It's like, well, how would they do it? And I'm thinking internet service providers, maybe they could tell that, okay, if this one's being used by this internet service and then that same account is being used by a different internet service, you know, some kid away at college or something, maybe they could find out that way. So I don't know if they've actually figured that out yet. The other thing about it is I don't think people have to fret just yet. They're testing this in three different countries, and the U.S. isn't one of them. So, but, you know, obviously it's a problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be looking into it. I don't think this is a matter of them trying to. It's not money grubbing. I think it's only right that they get all of the business that they deserve. You're using their product. You shouldn't be boosting it, right? So it's going to be interesting. Once this unfolds, we're going to see the results of these test markets, and then they'll go from there. But look, Paul, we talked about this a couple weeks ago about the price of Netflix. You know, getting as high as $20 for high def.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about it afterwards. I'm thinking, you know what? If let's just say, well, let's go to Apple TV Plus. If you went to Coda in the movie theater, that's $10 a piece plus all the, you know, the fuel and the food and everything else that goes with it. You know, we're talking about one evening out at a movie for $20. And now all of a sudden you're getting this entertainment for $20 for a month.
Yeah,
it really, when you boil it down, it's not that bad. I guess the big problem there is if you got five or six streaming services, yes, that piles up.
You have 27 streaming services? I think I signed up for all of them like an idiot, and I'm using, it's like cable TV. I think the average person watches maybe 7 channels on cable, and so you're paying for all this stuff you're never going to watch, and I just wish there was an app that I could install on my phone that could go through all of these different streamers and say, you know, you used 12 hours last week on Netflix, used 4 hours on Amazon, you know, 3 hours on Hulu, and you haven't used Paramount in 6 months. I mean, it would just help me, because at some point it just becomes unworkable.
I'm going to look into that, Paul. I would almost think something like that would exist. Look, the best suggestion I would make would be, if you think that you're not using one of those services that much, the thing is you're not locked into a long-term contract with any of these. Right. So you can say, hey, I'm not using Paramount Plus for this amount of time, or Hulu or whatever, even Netflix. And you can say, okay, I'm dropping it. Boom, it's done. And then when a show comes up that you really, really want to see, you can just subscribe to it for a month, and then you can drop it again. That's the nice part about these services. You're not entering into a long-term contract with any of them, with maybe the exception of Amazon Prime. But look, we get so many other things out of Amazon Prime, the, you know, free 2-day shipping amongst other things. So that, in terms of value, is probably the best service available out there in terms of what you get for your money. But everybody else, it's a per month charge that they deduct from your bank account or whatever every month. So yeah, I would just be very cognizant of how much you're using it, and just knowing that I can cancel this, but I could also re-up it only for a month if I want to, and it'll cost me $5 to see a show on Apple TV Plus or on Paramount Plus or whatever.
Yeah, my kids keep lecturing me. Dad, you pay for what you use. Tim Lammers.
Well, it was like cable back in the day.
I know. Thing. It's cable all over again. Hey, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll send Jordana your love, and we'll catch you on Tuesday.
Indeed. I've actually recommended Coda to her, so hopefully she'll see that this weekend.
I hope so. Thank you, Tim.
See you, Paul. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet. And why doesn't somebody do a la carte, where you can watch this show on Netflix and this show on Amazon, you know, or this show is going to cost you 53 cents to watch, and, you know, you have to sign up for a month, all you can eat. It just, there should be a better way. What do I know? Very little. When we come back, some of the memorable moments in our show you may have missed. We talked about racism, and we talked about the crazy windy weather we had this winter. We set a record for the gustiest winter on record for the Twin Cities and much of Minnesota. More on that next. Hey, what you happy about? Happy hour coming up in a few minutes. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us. Can they call? DJ, is that?
Yeah, you can call.
Call
us now. Be first in line.
Call early, call often. 651-461-9226. I'm happy the weather is nice. I mean, among other things. Happy I get to see my grandson this weekend, who started daycare preschool at the age of 2. Like, when did that happen? When did 2-year-olds start going to daycare? Anyway, I'm happy he's healthy and, you know, happy for a lot of things. And we'd love to hear what you're happy about. Text us. Call us. 651-461-9226. Another report of racism, this time in Edina, the Edina School District. Again, a lot of kids walked out of class early yesterday in protest. Today, Courtney Armhorst from the nonprofit Minnesota Justice Coalition talked about the students who walked out of their school yesterday, and we asked her, what did she tell students?
I got a chance to speak with them. You know, we come with a lot of energy. We come there to support them 100% in everything that they're doing, giving them a platform, giving them people to listen to and know that there's a community behind them there to support them, right? So I really just, if there's anything that I tell them to keep pushing. I say, pressure bursts pipes, and you apply this pressure and you stand up for what you believe in. And I promise you, at the end of the day, you have a community behind you. And there will be change. It may be slow and it may be annoying, but if you keep up the pressure, just at like Prior Lake, we kept up pressure and the superintendent quit. Keep up pressure and, you know, people that are racist can't handle the heat, so they leave or they are no longer able to be racist in their schools. So you slowly build a safer community for these kids. And if that's all that I can give to them, it's support and it's to let them know, like, you are free to say something and stand up. You are allowed to. Don't let them suppress you.
None of us are born racist. It's learned behavior. And on the show today, I likened it to a virus. It can be contagious. It spreads often, you know, friends. I don't know. The kids think they're being cute or funny or stupid. And I realize guys especially. And I'm not in any way defending anything that was said. What they said was horrific. I mean, Nazi salutes and, you know, speaking with an Asian dialect and in a mocking tone. None of that is ever going to be acceptable. And people should be accountable. You said something, DJ, what you are doing with your girls, right? When you see people of color.
Yeah, well, with anybody, but specifically people of color, and we live in a very diverse neighborhood. So, you know, all the time we're at Target or we're at Aldi or whatever, and my 18-month-year-old, is that how you say that? My
18-month-year-old,
yeah. Is always waving at people, right?
Right.
And, you know, we're in line, and there's an African-American gentleman, or we have a large Somali and Hmong population in our area. And I just make a point, whether it's them or anybody else, I say, oh, that's nice. Thank you for waving. We can wave at people. That's, that nice man is waving at us. And I make sure to say positive things about everybody that they interact with. And, I hope that, you know, it's a little tiny thing, but I hope that they believe that and that they know that, you know, that's a nice man. And they don't, not everyone's nice, but we assume, we give them the benefit of the doubt, everybody, that our neighbors, the people around us, the people behind us in the checkout line at Aldi are nice people, you know, regardless of the color of their skin. And for my kids at, you know, almost 2 and 4, that's, you know, I hope a good start.
You're raising your kids right, my humble opinion.
I also think, going back to these students that walked out of Edina, I applaud them, and we talked about that earlier, but I'd go further and say, I think it's just good news that students are taking a stand for whatever. And and maybe next month or next year, it's something else that they're taking a stand about. And I applaud students, whether I agree with what they're doing or not. If you agree or if you feel something strongly about the world, you should gather the students around you that agree, and you should make a stand, whether it's, you know, walking out like students did yesterday or marching to the Capitol or whatever you want to do, doing a fundraiser, whatever it is. I think students speaking up and having their voices be heard can only be good for us as a society.
You are accountable for your words. You're accountable for your actions. I shake my head, though, with it's one thing. It's bad enough if you are caught on camera, somebody else taking a video using their cell phone and capturing you doing or saying something terrible. It's another thing. You have people making videos and posting them and thinking they're what, being funny or clever? I just don't get it. God made us different colors. And as we say in the software business, it isn't a bug, it's a feature. You know? We also talked with Kenny Blumenfeld, the senior climatologist for the state of Minnesota. My perception, a very windy, super windy winter. And yeah, Kenny confirmed that.
Yeah, well, we were starting to hear this, and it's been one of these hard questions to answer for a long time. People, oh, is it getting windier? Is it really windy? And, you know, you know from being in the business that perception is it can be really difficult because it always seems like something is worse or more common now. But when we looked at it, we just started, you know, cutting through the data. And first of all, we found, you know, this winter, we had a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust during February at the Twin Cities Airport, and that was a first.
Yep.
And we've had, since December, a number of, I think, three or four different 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And then we had over, I think, a dozen or so 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
And we were DJ's advice.
You count all of the days with 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts, it's almost half the winter.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's 46.
46.
So it's half the winter. So basically every other day we're seeing a wind gust of 30 miles an hour or greater. And this isn't just in the Twin Cities. This was pretty much across the state. And it was even gustier out in western Minnesota. And then when we look backwards, we just don't see any winter that matches this at all. And we can go back about 50 years with reasonable confidence. And we just don't see anything even close. The closest year was a few years earlier, 2019, where we had 32 of those days, which is a lot. A lot of 30-mile-an-hour winds, basically every other day.
It was pretty exuberant. Okay. Kenny, thank you. I'm happy. Man, am I happy it's Friday. Happy to be getting out here. Out of here shortly and heading over to St. Paul and doing TPT Almanac with Kathy Werzer and Eric Escala at 7 o'clock. So hope you might tune in for that. It's happy hour. What you happy about? Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Happy hour, up next. It's happy hour. It's Friday. Why can't every day be like Friday? I guess if you're retired every day, is like Friday. Judith and Woodbury, what you happy about?
Well, I'm happy about two things. First of all, I am so happy and grateful that Jordana is doing so well.
Yes.
So that's number one.
Thank you.
And number two, after 3 years of trying, where my husband and I are finally leaving from Maui on Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Have you been to Maui ever?
Yes.
Oh. We love Maui. That's our favorite island. I think God made Maui for himself. But have fun over there, and I'm very envious. And report back when you return to Minnesota. And don't forget the sunscreen, Judith.
Yes, we love Maui. Well, aloha, Paul.
Aloha. Yeah, do the whale watching too. Yeah, Maui. Oh, all right. DJ, what you happy about?
Well, Paul, I'm learning to embrace this time of year because it's kind of like slop season, you know, which is not good for an outdoors
snurt,
guy like
it's
me.
Snurt yeah, season, yeah.
But instead, I'm trying to embrace both seasons instead of do neither. So I've been cross-country skiing a couple times this week. My daughter woke me up this morning. She's excited about the warm weather because, you know, it is mid-March already. And she walked in my room and said, Daddy, Winter's almost over, so you should stop skiing and find a new activity to do. And then she walked out of the room. That was it.
She's already ordering you around.
Yeah, I know. So, anyways, we'll do some hiking this weekend, and then I'll catch one more shot of snow in April out west, and learning to try to take advantage of the season, even though the backyard is full of ice and water.
If you ever say, Paul, I'm just going to stay home, I'm going to be on the couch, I'm going to watch some tube, that would be a sign of the apocalypse to me. If you just stay home and watch TV, you're always out doing stuff, and God bless you. Your energy. Do that stuff when you're young. But thank you for inspiring all of us.
You bet.
Let's see. Speaking of inspiring, happy that I just got to take a Colorado ski trip with my two daughters and a sister. Took DJ's advice to step out of my comfort zone and go for it.
Yes, I love that.
Awesome. Awesome. Derek says, I'm happy to be finally going outside this weekend. Another listener says, my family stands with Ukraine. I improved my MPG average on my pickup by 2.5 MPG just by making a conscious effort to follow the speed limit. Thank you. Good advice. I will be...
Yeah. What? The advice that you're not taking, what I've gathered.
No, I do the speed.
I've heard.
I do the speed limit.
Passengers.
Yeah. In schools, school zones, yeah. I do the speed limit.
Okay.
I do. I'll be happy when I see our political representatives with electrical vehicle motorcades, top down from Biden to the House of Representatives and the Senate. Why aren't the postal carriers... Why doesn't the post office use electric vehicles? I mean, to me, that's kind of a no-brainer. Is JP still with us?
No, I don't think so.
No, he left?
Yeah, he left. He was done with us a while ago. It's because he lost the weird
news.
He lost.
He's still bitter. Hey, I'm happy I get to go over and do Almanac, my once a month on TV, which is plenty. That's just enough. And then on the way back, I'm stopping at Chipotle. And I'm happy about that.
Very nice.
And I don't eat it all the time. I treat myself to it. But I still like that joke that you shared. I don't know if you got it from Facebook. Where can you get gas for $1.29?
Yeah, Taco Bell. Was that the...
Or Chipotle. Yeah.
Or Chipotle, okay. It's more than... Well, you can't get much for $1.29 at Chipotle. It's more for, you know... What, $7.52 or something?
Yeah, it can get kind of spendy. But spending some time with my kids and my grandson. And, you know, my parents growing up, they said, you know, enjoy your kids. They grow up fast. And I was like, yeah, right. But I can't believe Jordan is already 2. Mm. And he's learning how to swim. He's taking swim lessons. So he's going to be ready for Minnesota Lakes. And now he's in school. I don't know if they call it daycare or preschool, but he's interacting with other kids, and I'm thrilled for that. Hope you have a great weekend. Mother Nature is going to cooperate. Soak up the sunshine. The bugs don't know how good it is yet. God bless. Be safe out there.
I listen to you guys, and it's because of your youthful attitude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.